You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
We missed you last night. We met at Jack Stack and Lee's Summit.
Oh, that was last night.
Everybody else that works at the radio station except you.
Well, I had football practice, so sorry. We had an intense practice.
When was practice over?
About 8:15.
You could have made it.
I forgot. Excuse me. I'm sorry I didn't go eat with y'all at Jack Stack's. My bad.
Sorry. Where's the nastiness from? I don't get it.
I'm sorry for being involved in my community with my boys. My bad.
Where's the nastiness coming from? I don't get it.
You tell me.
I just said we missed you. That's all I said. And then you veered into nastiness.
I didn't veer nothing. I'm telling you what it is.
Is it the dad? Like, you don't hear that? Like,
nope.
It was a good time.
Well, I'm glad y'all ate without me.
Also yesterday, political leaders, including Congressman Cleaver, Mayor Quentin Lucas, and Chief of Police Rick Smith, met with about 200 people at MCC to address gun violence in the town.
As of today, there's been 87 homicides in Kansas City, 9 more than this time last year. 85% of those homicides were committed by a gun. As of this afternoon, 309 people have been shot in Kansas City as of August 7th. Those are pretty sobering facts. Missouri's three biggest cities are in the top 12 most dangerous cities in the nation.
I have never heard a single elected official say, I want to get rid of the guns. Nobody wants to take anybody's guns. I don't. My daddy has about 12. And while I'm not real happy about it, I know what his attitude is. Now, the difference is he's not going to go out and shoot up anything. The Second Amendment is the Second Amendment. It's not going to change. It's there. And that's just the reality of it. But we cannot remain quiet or passive as this is going on.
Shay, Mayor Lucas's statement is really struck me.
Well, I was born and raised here. We moved around all the time. We lived in neighborhoods where, to the congressman points, talking about his grandchild, you know, we got used to it, right? I was a 4 and 5 year old who, as much as I knew the sound of the city bus, knew the sound of gunshots, knew police sirens, knew family that were dying, knew friends that were going away. And then, you know, as I got older, I saw us try to come up with more solutions, more cures. I've seen how society, in some ways, has gotten better. There's a lot that's changed in 30 years. So why is it that we continue to look at the same issues, the same tragedy, the same carnage with guns in our community every day? We need to make sure that our teenagers know when somebody's trying to hand them a gun, when somebody's telling them they need to act hard and have a gun to be secure and safe, when you're walking into Central High School where a young child got gunned down in the parking lot, you need to tell them, no, you don't need that firearm. You don't need that firearm. You need a book, right? You don't need that firearm. You need some love. And that's what we're going to be giving in our community.
Wow. Well, I'm glad that, you know, this opportunity to, you know, talk about the issues in our community happened with the highest officials in the area. Congressman Cleaver talked about two bills that he's backing, which would require stronger background checks for folks who are purchasing guns. And he's blaming Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell for it being stalled in the Senate right now.
We desperately need it.
I think when people say we need to do something about the guns, gun owners and gun supporters immediately say, you know, no guns. But I don't think anybody's saying no guns. What we're saying is, let's make it harder. Let's make sure that we're checking things better, that we're not putting guns in the hands of people who may take them and go and commit these mass shootings.
It shouldn't be as easy to get a book as it is to get a gun.
And there's two separate issues, of course, the illegal guns and the legal guns. But we've got to begin somewhere.
We're dropping the shade.
Let's cut to the chase.
All your celebrity guts.
The
Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
622, look for highs in the lower 80s today with a heavy thunderstorm on the way. Cloudy is 72 right now on 39th and Prospect. Shade, what's popping?
I know you're a big fan of The Real Housewives of Atlanta, Brian. So this
I am?
Be exciting for you.
Oh, okay.
Portia Williams confirmed to her co-hosts on Dish Nation that she and her fiance Dennis McKinley are working things out.
I didn't take him to Canada. He got his flight and he wanted to come.
Oh, really?
Taking it one day at a time. We working on it.
I don't know who any of these people are, but congratulations.
You know who Portia Williams
is.
We have interviewed her.
I don't.
You did a whole interview with her, and you talked to her, asked her questions, and everything.
Some people I don't know who we interviewed. I'm being dead ASS with you. I do not know who that lady is.
Anyway, Portia and Dennis reportedly split after rumors that Dennis was cheating on her. Of course, they just had a little baby girl, Pilar.
Yes, I'm singing. I want to mingle.
Tammy Roman shot the last episode of Basketball Wives. And of course, she says it's a little bittersweet.
What'd you say?
She's been on the show for 9 years, and now she's open to new opportunities.
Congratulations, but how they let that stretch out 9 years?
People watch it.
But what did they have to, like, what is it about? What do they talk about?
Different things. People like it.
Okay.
Julie loves it. She watches it every season.
Typical.
Mm-hmm. Jocelyn Hernandez is begging a judge to return her daughter from her ex, Stevie J.
Period.
Apparently, he was awarded temporary custody of their little girl, Bonnie Bella. And they're going to be going back to court on August 15th. Mm. And that's when his order runs out and the judge will decide what's going to happen with the baby at that point.
That's the third city girl right there, boy.
She the original city girl.
Period.
Stevie.
I would not want to have a baby by her, boy. Can you imagine that? They got into an issue. Baby caught in the middle of all of that.
I won't want no baby by Stevie J either.
Well, that either, yeah. How many he got? 6, 7, 8?
17, 20.
50-11?
Yes.
Now it's time, KC, to tell us why you're mad.
I want to tell y'all about my story.
It's why you're mad, though.
Yeah. What's up with it? What's up with it? Yeah.
With the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
Why you mad, though?
I got to work 12 hours on my son's birthday, so I got to cut his birthday short, and he going to be looking at me funny. Aww. All because I got to go to work. And another reason is I got sick the other day, and my job threatened to fire me.
Oh my goodness.
I had control over getting sick.
It's some problems on JOB, so you definitely got to show up. We're going to have to make it up maybe over the weekend to your son. Dang, you just got to explain to him, Daddy got to get this money.
All right.
I do got to get this money, but it shouldn't be like that. They should understand. You know what I'm saying? Like, hey.
What's his name?
His name is Thomas.
Happy birthday, Thomas Jr.
Thank you. He's turning 9 and he ready soon.
He's getting up there. All right, dog. Continue to be a great father and have a good day, okay?
I will, man. Y'all have a blessing.
You too.
All right. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Yesterday, gymnasts took over the Sprint Center for the USA Gymnastics Championship. Mm. All eyes were on Olympic gold medalist Simone Biles. She was competing for her 6th U.S. all-around title, and she actually spoke with the media about the sexual abuse scandal that rocked the gymnastics world, if you remember that, Brian.
It's hard coming here for an organization and having had them fail us so many times. And we had won gold. We've done everything that they asked us for, even when we didn't want to, and they couldn't do one damn job. You had one job. You literally had one job, and you couldn't protect us. And it's just really sad, because now every time I go to the doctor or training, I get worked on. It's like, I don't want to get worked on, but my body hurts. I'm 22, and at the end of the day, that's my 5th rotation, and I have to go to therapy. But it's just hard, and we try to work through it, but it'll take some time. I'm strong. I'll get through it.
Very emotional.
Yeah, life changing. You know, Not only is she a world-renowned gymnast, Olympic medalist, but now she got to go through this as a young lady.
Survivor. This doctor literally assaulted sexually, I mean, dozens and dozens and dozens of girls. And he did it to them when they were so young till they thought that that was part of their therapy, their training. And so they didn't even know, which... I can't even imagine being a parent finding something out like that.
It's a special place in hell for that doctor.
But I'm proud of the young ladies. They faced him in court. And they're continuing on. She didn't let this stop her gift. I don't know if I would be able to continue on smiling, jumping around to, for your entertainment.
What about like going to the doctor? You know, like, do you trust any doctor now on?
Well, that's what she was talking about in that statement.
Yeah, you know, it's tough.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Today's going
to
be a good day. Negro Leagues Baseball Museum President, Mr. Bob Kendrick, coming up on the show. Always a fabulous experience.
That's my dog.
Hot Dog Festival is this weekend, too, Saturday. It's my favorite outdoor festival in the town, Brian. You know, we're blessed to actually be involved in a career that we set out to do. Everybody doesn't get that opportunity. And every day when that alarm clock goes off around 3:45, and I switch my legs out to bed, I say to myself, thank you. Thank you, God. I saw this meme online that got me to thinking. If money didn't exist, would you still get up every morning and do what you do for a living? Take money out of it.
Nope.
What?
I'd get up later and do it.
That's not the question. Would you do what you do for a living?
We wouldn't have to do nothing for a living. So I'll say no. I love what I do.
Well, I guess the point is, what would you do all day with your time?
Sleep. That's what I would do. And coach football.
What would you do, Kansas City?
Now it's time for the shade.
Drop it. Come up in the spot.
All your hip hop news.
Let's go.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
7:21. Look for highs in the lower 80s with a heavy thunderstorm on the way. Your cloudy is 72 right now. Lee Summer, Shade, what's popping?
Let's wish a happy birthday to some of our celebrity Leo friends. Radio newscaster and sidekick to Howard Stern, Robin Quivers, is 67 today. Actress Megan Good is 38 today. Actress Countess Vaughn, you know her from Moesha and the Parkers. She phoned one today. And rapper Kool Moe Dee,
my dog.
Sucker MC's in the place that said I could only rock rhyme
and only rock crowds,
but never rock records.
How you like me now?
57 years old.
Yeah.
Damn, hip-hop almost 60 out here?
Drake can take a page from his book. Happy birthday,
well, he
everybody.
Got his career ended, but okay. A judge overseeing the contract dispute between Cardi B and her former manager, Clonord, Chef Raphael, has ruled that videotapes from her upcoming deposition will remain sealed. This comes after the rapper told the court that she was too famous for the materials to be released, and footage of her would likely be material for viral memes.
Yeah, there's no lies there, but they let Lil Wayne's deposition out.
Well, maybe Cardi is a little higher on the charts right now.
I want to do what I want to do.
Wendy Williams is wishing her ex, Kevin Hunter, the very best.
I want a divorce like yesterday, and I want to be friends with Kevin. And not because we have a son, but because that was real love. I still love him, just not in that way. You know, you're either in or you're out with me. And I still have love for him, and I wish him the best in his new life with his new family.
With his new family. Stay strong, Wendy.
Yeah, she's out there. She doing it. She cried when she need to. It is. She bosses back up. Mary J. Blige at the concert, she made reference to her ex.
My dog.
Oh, that's your dog?
The Honorable Kendu Isaacs. What'd she say?
She ain't never going back. You know, she should have, you know, put herself first. That happens a lot of times, you know.
What happens?
When you're pouring into a relationship, many women forget about themselves.
But why? I don't understand that.
Because you're putting all your attention on someone else. And in the mix, you lose yourself. That's why I make sure you always putting yourself first on your list. When you get on the airplane, they tell you to put your mask on first in the event of an emergency. You don't put it on nobody else first. Take care of number one.
I'm number one.
To whom?
To you. Ain't that right?
Boy. Bye.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
White Linen Party, September 1st, Voodoo Lounge. Robin Thicke, Lavelle. Right now, I have three complete outfits to choose from. And then I purchased another top yesterday as a backup.
Insanity, but do your thing.
No, but you know, the music is great. All of that's good. But it's the fashions.
You never look bad. So what is...
Brian, it takes over a month to get to that, to make it look effortless.
I guess.
Look at Mr. Kendrick. This is what I'm talking about. This is effortless style right here. He's just, this is in his DNA. I have to work towards that.
Okay. All right.
It's planning.
Okay.
Ooh, I would give at least a couple days salary to see Mr. Kendrick all in white. Wow.
Are you trying to Mac on him right now?
No, this is an esteemed... member of our community, a man to admire.
He is. Without a shadow of a doubt.
That's right. We're going to be talking to him about the hot dog festival, but I just wanted to bring him in into the conversation that we're talking about this morning about if money didn't exist, would you still get up every morning and do what you do for a living?
I would. I would. I feel so blessed, Shay. I'm very fortunate to do the work that I do, and it's a passion. And I cling to something that the late, great Buck O'Neill oftentimes said, you know, if you find a job that you love, you never work a day in your life. And I think for all of us who work at the Negro Leagues Baseball Museum, I think we understand that we're doing something that is bigger than self. And in this crazy kind of me world that we live in, that is a rarity, you know. And I understand the human nature of us wanting to acquire and accumulate and accomplish as much as we can as individuals. But what motivates us is the fact that we have an opportunity to leave a legacy, something that will stand the test of time. And I think there is no more gratifying reward than that. And so, yeah, there now are there days when I feel like, oh man, you know, they don't pay me enough to do what I do. Of course there are. But more days than not, I can't believe I get paid to do what I do. I get to come here and hang out with you all, and I meet these legendary athletes, and I've got an opportunity to meet American presidents and just so many other people who just seemingly appreciate what we do, and they're willing to express the fact that they appreciate what you do, and that is so very gratifying.
Surprisingly, on our Hot 103 Jams Facebook page, most people said that they would keep their job. There's a couple of maybe three or four comments that say no, or that's a no for me, dog. You know, they got the memes up there. But Jerry Pepper says money may not exist, but childhood cancers and sick kids still will. I'll keep my Children's Mercy job.
Yeah.
Isn't that beautiful?
It is. And you got to love people like that.
We'll get the response of Kansas City coming up in a little bit, and we'll be talking to the esteemed, Bob Kendrick.
I don't know if I've been esteemed before.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Brian, I expected Mr. Bob Kendrick to want to continue on the great work that he does with the Negro Leagues Baseball Museum if money was not an object.
Yeah. You do so much. I'm sure it's very rewarding.
A lot of folks say that they would continue to do the job that they do. What did you say? Did you say you'd continue to work here?
Yes, but I would want to do it later, though. That's my thing. I want to get up later and do it. I wouldn't want to get up in the morning and coach football.
I don't know. I love what I do.
Right.
But if money wasn't an object,
you stay at home.
No, I would use my time to help kids. I probably would do much more philanthropy work. I would be like a philanthropist. I would dress better like Mr. Kendrick.
Like Mother Teresa.
Because, you know, we get up really early, so I got to throw on whatever I can put my hands on.
Yeah, dog. Yeah, I know that feeling all too well.
You know, I would be a little bit more thoughtful about that.
Mm-hmm. Have time to iron. Have time to do a lot of things. There ain't no ironing going on at 4 in the morning.
See, you speaking a foreign language to Mr. Kendrick. He don't care what time. He's going to be pristine.
Well, he's probably like the first day of school. You get your stuff ready the night before. Lay it all out. He shine the shoes.
Now, if money didn't exist, would you still get up every morning and do what you do for a living?
Money wasn't around, I think I would still be doing the same thing, but at the same time, I'll be more productive because everything we do requires money, but the stuff I want to do requires a lot of money. So I think if I had no money or we didn't have no money today, I'll still do the biggest things I want to do, like fly, you know, take trips out of town, all that stuff.
What do you do for a living?
I'm a bus driver.
So you still run that route?
Yeah, I probably won't. I'll probably run some bigger routes. I'll probably see if I can take the bus out of town most times if I have to. Shoot, I don't know. But, yeah, I just want to do bigger things.
All right. Well, let's do it then.
Thank you for calling up, dog.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Saturday, it's the Hot Dog Festival, my favorite outdoor festival in Kansas City. Got the president of the Negro Leagues Baseball Museum, the esteemed, impeccably dressed Mr. Bob Kendrick.
Good morning.
What's up, Brian? Hi, Shay. How are you guys?
Very so good. Glad to have you here again.
It's great to be back.
You know, I always scan you up and down. I just noticed you have the most full and gorgeous eyebrows.
Oh, my God.
What? They are. I'm just speaking facts.
You looking at the man's eyebrow shade?
Yes.
What the cufflink game looking like? What the cufflinks
looking like? Oh, it's in there.
Cufflink game is pretty good today, Brian.
Okay. Yeah.
It's pretty good today.
I know it is.
But on Saturday, he breaks out the shorts. He breaks out the sneakers for the outdoor festival that is attended by the whole city in support of the Negro Leagues Baseball Museum.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm super excited, y'all. 7th annual Heart of America Hot Dog Festival this Saturday. Gates open at 3 p.m. Live entertainment starts at, I'm sorry, the gates open at 2 p.m. Live entertainment starts at 3 p.m. And what a tremendous lineup. We have headlined by the legendary R&B funk group, Latin Jazz Group War.
Mm-hmm.
Total Experience, formerly the Gap Band. Howard Hewitt. We've got Rodney Poe of Blackstreet. Lavelle will be there. Charisma, Blaze, Kayla Waters, Smooth Jazz, chart-topping Kayla Waters will be in the house. And so it is going to be a fun day. And of course, hot dogs galore, ballpark favorites, food trucks. There's a little bit of everything going on this Saturday. So y'all need to come and hang out with us. It's going to be a great time as usual.
So let's talk about this campy.
The campy. We just introduced it last week with my friends over at Hy-Vee and Bar S. And the Campy is inspired by the legendary Negro leaguer Roy Campanella. Roy Campanella played for the Baltimore Elite Giants in the Negro Leagues. He would go on to become a three-time MVP in the Major Leagues, joining Jackie Robinson with the Brooklyn Dodgers. And then later, before a tragic car accident derailed his career, even though he is still in the National Baseball Hall of Fame. And so we decided to create this hot dog inspired by him. He was both African-American and of Sicilian descent. Mm. So this hot dog, y'all, takes on a little bit of Italian flavor. And so it is a beef hot dog topped with seasoned ground beef, savory pizza sauce, Monterey Jack cheese, seasoned red peppers, and a dash of Italian seasoning. And it is absolutely magnifico. Now, that's all the Italian I got for y'all this morning. That's it. But it is, and the people who came out last week to taste test for us, is an absolute hit. And so those will be available at the festival, exclusively at the Heart of America Hot Dog Festival, along with last year's big dog, the Bullet Joe. Mm-hmm. That'll be back available. And, of course, the king of all hot dogs, the monarch.
Yes.
So, you know, we just try to have some fun with this. It's a wonderful way to introduce history of the Negro Leagues through something as simple as a hot dog. And so people have really gravitated to this. They love them. And it's for us, it was so important to be able to bring a quality, affordable festival to the community. And we've been successful. But the success has lied in the fact that the people who are listening to us are coming out and supporting it. And that's the only way that we can do it. You know, that's the only way we can do it. But we're motivated to do that. Each year we try to grow this festival, improve upon, you know, the talent level is absolutely incredible. And so it's going to be a great time.
So usually you can get the price of the ticket and the hot dog is included. Can we still
the hot
that?
Dog is not included.
Not this year?
Not included this year. The prices are going up, y'all. Prices are going up. You know, but we still want to make
that was for the early people. Yeah, so no more. Okay. Yeah, yeah. So talk to me about these ticket prices and how we can get a ticket, rather.
Absolutely. Right now, if you go online and you just at checkout on eventbrite.com, you can save $5 on a ticket simply by putting in the promo code HOTDOG2019.
Oh, okay.
And save $5. We missed, you know how y'all are sometimes. You're late to the party. You missed the $20 tickets. General admission tickets are $35. There's still some VIP tickets available, but those are selling out very quick. But even at $35, it is a tremendous value. I don't know where else you can go to see War, Gap Band, Howard Hewitt, Kayla Waters, Rodney Poe, Lavelle, Charisma, Blaze, for $35.
And Mr. Bob Kendrick.
And it gets you admission into the Negro Leagues Baseball Museum as well. Yeah. So come
wow.
on out.
So get that's there a family
early.
Thing.
Absolutely. Get there early. Tour the museum. Hang out at the festival. Eat hot dogs, cotton candy, popcorn, nachos, all this other stuff that we ain't need. We don't need to eat. But for one day, we can do it.
That's yeah. right.
Yeah, moderation.
One day. Yeah, we can blow the diet out for one day.
Weather's supposed to be nice, mid-80s. Bring your lawn chairs. Have a good time at the Hot Dog Festival going down on 18th and Vine. Mr. Bob Kendrick, always a pleasure. Thank you so much for having us.
Guys, thank you. Appreciate it.
We've got all your celebrity shade.
This is Hollywood.
Hip-hop gossip.
Pay attention to what happens next. It all happens very fast.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Chills.
824, look for highs in the lower 80s today with a heavy thunderstorm on the way right now. You are cloudy at 72 at the Grandview Triangle. Shay, what's poppin'?
The cast of the Coming to America sequel is getting larger and more exciting by the day, Brian.
Oh, really?
Legendary actor James Earl Jones is set to make his return in the sequel.
Yes.
As well as Saturday Night Live star Leslie Jones.
So this is real.
Oh, yeah. Rick Ross will also be a part of the cast. Yes.
I'm with it.
Also, of course, Eddie Murphy, Arsenio Hall,
yeah.
and Wesley Snipes has yeah. also been cast.
The blacker the better. Yes, let's go.
Well, he's going to be playing a new character, General Azee.
Okay.
A man who rules a neighboring nation to Zamunda.
You ain't lying. I'm with it. You know, I'm all the way with, you know, Coming to America is such, it's such a classic, man. Just the whole movie is, it's nothing dull about it.
He ain't lying.
Really?
Yeah.
It's so many memorable lines. Mm-hmm. I mean, it just made you proud watching it.
Yes.
And just the production value was all that. I'm excited. I'm here for Coming to America, too.
I am as well.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.